For a business to be around for more than 50 years, you know they must be doing something right. At D&H Drugstores, something right has always been service, convenience, trust, qualities that build lasting relationships. D&H has been a part of this community for so long because D&H cares about so much more than just filling prescriptions. It's about our family taking care of your family since 1956. D&H Drugstore, your family drugstore, on Broadway at West Boulevard and on Paris Road in the Haithman Village Shopping Center, Columbia.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Monday. It's December the 10th. We're about 14 days away from Christmas Eve. And, well, we're going to talk about that today. I've got Major Richard Trummel with us from the Salvation Army. Good to have you here, Major.
Thank you.
This is really a very important time of year for you and a very busy time of year, right?
It's a busy time, but it's also very satisfying, a lot of fun, and a little bit anxious as we get into closer to Christmas.
Now, I mentioned that we're 14 days away from Christmas Eve, and Christmas Eve is the day that you hope to reach your goal.
Right, right.
And the goal this year of raising money is what?
$352,710.
Okay, $352,710.
Right,
and
right.
That money is counted by what's put in the basket with the kettles, the red kettle, or what people make donations to, right?
It's a combination. We call it the Tree of Lights campaign. So it's the kettles and the mail-in appeal and the whole thing.
How is it going? This is your first year in Columbia and Central Missouri. How is it going?
Well, I would say we're cautiously optimistic. We're feeling really good about it. And, of course, this is a good part of the country to be in relation to generosity and all of those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So people are great.
And we've mentioned this so many times, that the folks in Central Missouri have the biggest heart anywhere you'll find.
Right.
Because people here dig down and give, almost give until it hurts.
Yep.
Because they know that there are folks out there who really need assistance. And you never know when you may be on the other end of that giving, asking for assistance. Mm-hmm. If people want to help out, what can they still do?
Well, they can still ring bells, and so we'll be doing that right up through Christmas Eve Day. And some families have a tradition of ringing on Christmas Eve Day, and they can still do that. We'll also be giving out our toys and our food baskets, and so they can help with that.
So if somebody wants to help, if they still would like to volunteer for ringing bells, is the number to call 442-3229?
That's it.
442-3229.
Right.
And just say, I'd like to ring bells for a couple of hours.
They can ask. They can say, you know, I'd like to volunteer. Where do you need me the most? And we'd be happy to go through all the different opportunities.
And the one thing you can be sure of is that every dollar that's donated to the Salvation Army is used
right here, efficiently,
Central Missouri.
Still do business the way we always have, very conservative, keep it here locally.
Yeah, yeah. You've got the homeless shelter, you've got the youth programs, you have emergency food and clothing. So again, if you would like to help out the Salvation Army, not just at Christmas time, but all year round.
Right.
All year
Absolutely.
Round. Because we think of the Salvation Army more at Christmas, but actually you're helping folks 365 days of the year.
Right. And our Tree of Lights campaign, the money goes for our ongoing budget.
Okay.
So
442-3229 if you want to help out, or you drop some cash in the red kettle or just send it in the mail to the Salvation Army.
Absolutely.
Major, thank you so much and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you and Merry Christmas to you.
Now I turn to a couple of my friends from Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. They're both managers. I'll introduce you as managers. We have Deb Deacon and Susan Zorsch. Welcome
to
Radio
so
Friends. Good to have
you
here. You're here today to talk about what with Ellis Fischel?
Well, first of all, I just want to make sure that everyone knows we are a breast center of excellence. And what that means is we are accredited in our mammography system, our ultrasound breast biopsy, and our stereotactic breast biopsy. We offer comprehensive breast imaging technology as well as breast MRI and breast biopsy. And we're also introducing a new technology, which is, for us, it's 3D or tomosynthesis mammography, which will offer a better detection of breast cancer for patients that have a very dense breast. Mm-hmm. It helps identify that earlier instead of having to have a patient come back for a different view. So we're hoping that'll help with additional patients as well.
So what you're saying then is with the new way of doing the mammography, you may discover something that may have been missed in an earlier mammogram, and you'd have to call the patient back.
Correct. It's very helpful for patients with dense breast. 75% of the women between the ages in their 40s have dense breast. And so sometimes that mammogram cannot detect the really early detection cancers on the first view, and they have to do spot compressions. So this may present the patient not having to come back for a spot compression in order to find that early detection.
Right, right.
So we're finding that.
And just because they had to come back for a spot detection doesn't mean that it was cancer either.
Correct.
And they're right there. If you get a call back, that's very emotional.
It is.
Very tense. You say, well, we saw something that wasn't right. You need to come back and look at it again. And until you go back and you get those results, you're worrying. You're worrying.
Absolutely.
So if that can be alleviated, that's so much better.
Right.
Absolutely.
And since we have all these imaging, we also have a comprehensive breast program, and Dev can tell you a little bit more about our screening process, mm-hmm. as well as all the other support areas that we have.
Okay. The main thing is breast cancer awareness, right?
Absolutely. So we pride ourselves on the comprehensive breast program that we have at Ellis Fischel. We have a cancer screening department that provides breast cancer screenings for women, and we have programs that will pay for mammograms for women who are uninsured or don't have the money to do so. So we have lots of opportunities to make sure every woman gets their mammogram.
So what you're saying is, if somebody listening to us does not have insurance, mm-hmm. and they need to have a mammogram, they can come to Ellis Fischel and that will be taken care of.
We have
even if you
multiple
don't have
programs.
Insurance.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. That's exactly right. We have obviously our diagnostic service, our radiology services, but all of our team of physicians. So we have our surgeons who do surgery on the women with breast cancer. We have our medical oncologist, our radiation oncologist. We have nurse navigators.
Yeah.
We have a high-risk breast program. So those women who are at high risk to develop breast cancer can be followed very closely and have the screening tests that they need to find that early.
We're almost out of time, but mm-hmm. can you give me some statistics on how much difference early detection makes?
Well, I mean, it's the best weapon in finding breast cancer, and statistics have shown that women who live further away from mammogram facilities are diagnosed at much more advanced stages of breast cancer. So there's been a direct correlation to that, and that's part of the reason why we have a mobile mammography van as well.
Okay.
That kind of travels around the state.
For more information, number to call?
573-882-8511.
Okay. Thank you, ladies, for coming
Thank
by.
You.
Ellis Fischel Cancer Center. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Access Art and Cultural Affairs, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Eric Stazak. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And I'd love to hear from you. If something you would like to hear or see, drop me an email, pepperp@missouri.edu. Have yourself a good afternoon.